It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. Several counties across the Western Slope have supported the Thompson Divide lease swap. Delta County was one of the last holdouts, but they made their decision Monday. This is Robbie LaValle, the Delta County Administrator.
After extensive conversations with the community, with SG interests, with the surrounding counties, the Delta County Commissioners signed a letter supporting the referenced federal oil and gas lease exchange proposed by SG Interest, whereby SG Interest offers leases in its Thompson Divide area to be exchanged for like leases in Delta, Mesa, and Gunnison County.
So far, no Board of County Commissioners in the area has not supported the lease swap. The Commissioner's letter says that this is only the beginning of a long conversation.
The Board wants to reiterate this is the very first step, and this is a long process, and there will be significant time for input. This will follow all local, state, federal regulations. This is just the first step in a very long process.
There's still the question of if the lease swap will even happen. It will take an act of the U.S. Congress to allow the trade. The Thompson Divide leases may be approved soon by the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, but they're still under review from the BLM, who may revoke them. Six counties on the Western Slope have received a large grant to promote workplace wellness. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The $630,000 grant is from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Over the next 3 years, Delta, Montrose, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Ouray, and San Miguel counties will share the funding to create a workplace wellness program. Karen O'Brien is a health educator with Delta County.
This can encompass tobacco, breastfeeding policies, and also healthy eating, active living. You know, there's so many different aspects of it that employers can take. I think there's a little bit for everybody.
O'Brien says Delta County will oversee the grant and help counties implement local initiatives. She says one of the program's target demographics will be 18 to 29-year-olds who use tobacco.
They seem to have the highest prevalence right now, so therefore that's why we want to really target them wherever they work.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The Colorado Department of Transportation will be closing Red Mountain Pass this morning at 10 a.m. Last Friday, a Mazda pickup was parked on the side of the road unattended. It began to roll, eventually going over the edge, rolling over several times before stopping 250 feet away from the road. It's unclear how long the recovery will take, but 550 will likely be closed for several hours. No one was injured in the accident. The evaporative pit in Mesa County that's been causing smell concerns for nearby residents has been going through a round of treatment. This is Linda Dannenberger, the Planning Division Director for Mesa County.
In the last year, we've had complaints on and off related to odor. The odor apparently emanates from the facility and travels south toward the Gunnison River, but then it also drifts up onto the Mesa, the Grand Mesa, for several miles at times, according to reports that we've had. And so they've done some testing, and they've figured out that they have a bacteria problem in the ponds.
They were trying to kill the bacteria at the Deer Creek facility with a chemical treatment, but that wasn't working. Now they're trying bleach. Earlier, the county reminded the company Elanco that they have the power to revoke the conditional use permit.
You know, if the bleach solutions are successful in controlling the odors, then what they're going to do is have an ongoing plan of treatment with biocides, you know, some other preventive type of treatment so that this doesn't happen again. Because, like I said, it's happened on and off in the last year, and, you know, it's never been totally under control. If after many reasonable attempts they cannot control it, then yes, we always have the ability to review the permit, either to add additional conditions or to possibly revoke it.
She notes that Elanco has been responsive and cooperative through the process of trying to get rid of the smells. The Paonia High School girls track team are state champions again. Last weekend, the Eagles won their third state championship in a row. To talk about the event, KVNF's Jake Ryan sat down with Ashley Vandervliet and Chelsea Milner.
So you guys are juniors. Have you been on the team all 3 years?
Yep.
Starting our freshman year was the first year we won it, and then we've done it every year up until now.
Wow. What's that feel like to always have won state?
I think for me, like, freshman year we won it by 1 point, and then these last 2 years we've kind of just blown it out of the water, but the feeling never changes. You get up there and you're looking kind of around and you see all of the other teams and you're like, we from this little town, we don't even have a track, and we beat all of them. Like, that says something big to me.
What do you guys do now to make do? How do you guys practice to become state champions without a track?
We have a dirt track that we run around on, and then we go to Hotchkiss twice a week and we run down there. And the long distance runs all around the place, like they run up Jumbo, all of that. We just make use of what we have for sure.
When you guys were at the state finals, was there anything you did to get into the zone?
This year especially, we've just had a team that's really, especially the girls team, we're just kind of a family element. And so with the freshmen who are all nervous and stuff, we were just trying to joke around and just keep things really light. We go in with the expectation to win, but we don't want to go in like cocky or anything like that. We want to go in confident. So we're all confident in ourselves and we're confident in our team too. And I think that's one of the things that that helps us so much is we have fun and we joke around, but we know when it's time to compete, that's when you focus up. About an hour before you start running is when you need to get your head into it.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan talking with three-time state championships Ashley Vandervliet and Chelsea Milner. And finally, a measure to try to better inform voters about statewide ballot initiatives became law on Monday. Governor John Hickenlooper signed the bipartisan bill into law. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The proposal was a top priority for the governor. It requires groups gathering signatures for statewide ballot initiatives to include the financial cost to the state. Republican Senate President Bill Cabman was another backer. He says it's about transparency and accountability.
When we buy a car, we look at the price tag. When we book airfare, we look at the price tag. Colorado should be able to look at the price tag of these initiatives and these referred measures when they're voting on something that's going to impact them.
Fiscal notes are already included in the Blue Book guide that gets mailed to voters. But this marks the first time the cost analysis will be part of the signature gathering process. Many progressive groups opposed the change, arguing that it would make it more difficult and costly to get the required amount of signatures to place a measure on the ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.